I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Five men are in custody for the grisly murders of three workers at a Christian publishing house in Turkey. Sat7's David Harder says there's concern that persecution could be worsening. Yet one of the widows publicly forgave her husband's killers. Her faith in action is likely to prompt many questions.
People do question and wonder about what Christians really believe. Is it just a cultural thing, or is it something that really does change their lives? And from the broadcast of the widow who was able to forgive these attackers, that alone is a testimony, and that's something that the Lord can use for people who have questions.
Next, the new leader of Turkmenistan may be opening doors for evangelism according to Back to the Bible. He's promised to make the internet more available to more people, which will open up ministry via the web. As number 13 on the World Watch list for Christian persecution, this could be a breakthrough for evangelism. He was elected this February after the former president died unexpectedly last December. Pray that religious freedom continues to increase under this new leader. At Open Doors, Annika Companion says there's a sisterhood among the persecuted church. While many of those suffering publicly are male, these men have wives, mothers, sisters, and daughters. She's bringing attention to the female face of the persecuted church. Open Doors is increasingly training more and more women for evangelistic work.
Open Doors has been very involved in training pastors, training lay leaders, especially in certain Sudan. And these pastors, after graduation, have told us, please, would you also train our wives? Because now we are educated and they are not.
Companion's written two books about these women's stories. Go to our website for details. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.